Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Black Writer Space once again. Y'all see, I changed the music. I'm trying to get better. I don't want to put y'all to sleep, so I got some upbeat. We got a great guest tonight. I'm really excited to have her on. I've been trying to get her for the longest. So finally, the exclusive interview. Tonight our guest is Nefertira Pugh. She is an author, a mother, reality TV star. And tonight we're going to chat with her about her new book, The Price I Paid. And I'm going to bring her on air right now. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nefi. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Girl, what's up? For real.
What's going on? How are
everything. You? I'm wonderful. No, how are you?
You know, I am blessed.
Blessed. That's awesome. That is awesome. I'm so excited. I'm glad you are on the show. We have so much to talk about. Okay. Now, tell me, what happened with the first book? You wrote the first book. How did that one do? Because I really didn't hear a lot about it. What happened with the first book? I did buy the Kindle.
With My Happiness is My Sanity, you can still grab that on Amazon, iTunes, Kindle. Like,
right.
You can download it. Because I chose not to do a second season of the Frankie and Nefi show, there was no longer a platform.
Okay.
So it was just kind of like, okay, well, I don't have a platform, but I still have a book. Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. You guys can go and download it. You can, you know. So I kind of just left it out there and left it on the shelf and said, well, you know, one day somebody will catch wind of it. And believe me, a lot of people have bought the book. They've read it. I get a lot of feedback from it. And I did get 4.5 stars from Amazon, from Kindle, from iTunes. So it's a great read. I'm excited about that one. It's my baby.
That's high. I just downloaded the Kindle, like 2 days ago, and I didn't get to read the whole thing, but I read the first few pages. But, you know, we all know how Nefi is. She keep it real. She keep it straight. No fake, no phony, no nothing. So I ain't mad at you. We all got a story, and why not tell it? But
why
now
not?
We got this new book, The Price I Paid. What's this about?
Yes.
The TV reality life.
The Price I Paid is about what goes on when everybody's gone, the lights are gone, the cameras, the entourage, the people that are so-called supposed to be your friends. And, you know, and it ain't just about Nefi. It's about the things that I went through and the things that I saw other people go through. And I was like, wow, why does everybody talk about what happens when the cameras are rolling, you know, the cars, the bags, the shoes, the money, but why doesn't anybody talk about what you really have to go through to get to where you're going?
Yeah.
And I said, I've been writing this book for 2 years, and it took everything in my power to say, you know what, the world needs to know the truth.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that until after my hairstylist, Daria, when he passed away, I was like, okay, you know what? I have taken life for what it is and what life brings you, and I think somebody out there needs a little bit of strength to know that they can keep going.
Right.
But see, a lot of us as celebrities, we don't tell what really goes on. We tell what we've gained from the work. But what about the work and the struggle and the things that you have to go through to gain the work and even get paid afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize that.
That's so true. That is so true. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for it to drop. I know I'm going to have a copy. And, man, I'm so excited to have you on the show. You know what? I watched the hell out of that show. the very first show. I'm so serious. That show was awesome. Of course, you got people talking, blah, 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 whatever. My thing was, that's a family. At the end of the day, that's still a family. At the end of the day,
yes,
they still got
is.
Issues just like your family got, just like my family got, and guess what? They dealing with them. So I laughed with y'all. I cried with y'all, the whole nine. So I just wanted
and
to get
that
And
that's the
in.
Thing. That's the thing. The price I paid is not for, oh, okay, well, I've been gone for 2 years. Let me write a book so I can get back on. No. The price I paid is for the people that really need to know and really need inspiration. Really, the price I paid is for my fan base, for my friends, for my family, for my mother, for my father, for my brothers, for my sisters, for you, for him, for her, for them, for they. It's not for, oh, well, I need to get back in the limelight. No, because I've been gone for 2 years. So really, I've been gone by choice. I didn't want to do another second season of the Frankie and Nephi show because I didn't like the direction that the show was going in, and I no longer wanted to be viewed for something that I was not.
Okay.
I couldn't take it no more. So God had to sit me down, and I had to regroup and get back into family, you know. And as I was here with my five children and my now husband, Solo, I said, well, you know what? People need strength because I needed that strength because I didn't know. You know, you get thrown out there and you don't know what you're getting into.
Right.
But it's something amazing about being in something that you don't know what you're getting into. But then when you come up out of it and you could tell somebody, girl, you could do it.
Yes, yes.
Man,
and
you
could
do
that's
it.
What counts. That's what counts.
That's what counts to me. So the price I'm paying, it's not even for me. It's for everybody else that needs to read it. So I'm excited. I even looked at my own story like, oh, my God. Did I say that? So I'm excited.
It's something when you go back as a writer, when you go back and you read what you wrote, you'd be like, wow, because you'd be forgot about that stuff. And then
right.
You go back and read, yeah. It's amazing.
And then you'd be like, yes. And it's a life-changing testimony, and I felt like within the price I paid that it would encourage, it would strengthen, it would uplift, it'll make you cry, it'll make you go, wow, okay, maybe I need to look at this in a whole nother way. Wow, okay, if Nephi can do it, I can do it. And I get more DMs from Twitter, more emails and Facebook messages about how did you do it? Can you tell me, can you show me, can you tell me how you did this? And that's what the price I paid is about. So I'm excited.
Wow. And that's what counts when you can actually help somebody at the end of the day. Forget the limelight and the cameras. But when you can actually change somebody's life from your testimony and your experiences, that's hot. That's big stuff.
And that's my ultimate goal. And, you know, I know the number one question is, will Nephi ever come back to reality TV? Yes, I will. Come back, but it would be a life-changing event when I do. So I'm excited.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I heard it. She will be back, but it's gone. This time she gonna make a change. It's gonna be a global like knockout for the world, and that's hot. That's big.
Yes,
I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And the
Thank
book drops
you.
November 9th, right?
Yes, November 9th, 2012. Be sure to look at that and go and grab the price I pay. But you know what you can do? If you don't want to wait, you can pre-order right now at www.talkthatishbooks.com. You can go and get your pre-order, and you get a free gift with it. So, I'm excited about it. I'm excited. I'm just like, wow. I'm back.
And Black Writers Space is definitely here to support you. And that's amazing. That's big stuff, girl. You ready for where you're going? Because you're going.
I know.
You're going.
Well, thank you. I must admit, I cannot say that I am prepared for the steps that God has ordered for me. But what I will say is I'm not going back down. I'm not going to back down, and I'm going to do what I was ordained to do, which is to help change somebody's life, and that is the price I paid. And that's bottom line.
Wow. You know what? We're going to have to get you to Chicago with that book. I have an annual event that I do in May every year. We're going to have to talk behind closed doors and see if we can get you here.
Yes,
ma'am. Please. Yes.
Please do that. You can definitely email me at nessiespress.com, at nessiespress@gmail.com. You can also go on the website for Talk That Ish Books and say, hey, I want Nessie here in Chicago because I am going on a 10-city tour, y'all. So if you want me in your city, go to www.talkthatish.com and drop your city and let us know that you want me there because I will be hands-on with my fans this time, and I'm really excited about, going out there in the public and touching somebody and reaching somebody's life. That's my ultimate goal.
That is awesome, and I think it's like the season for that because we got – who is that? Somebody else got another Change My Life, the lady that's working with Oprah.
Ilana, yes, she does. And she's doing an amazing job.
She's been in Chicago a couple times with a couple of episodes. So, no, that is big, big time. So, my listeners, y'all need to go pre-order this book, for real. I can't wait till it drops.
Please do. Please pre-order the book. And if you don't want to, wait till I'm in your city, Chicago, wherever it is that you want me to be, wherever it is that you want me to personally sign the price I pay for you, go to www.talkthatishbooks.com and drop your city right now today. If you want it before anybody, pre-order it and receive your free gift. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited.
You know what? That's awesome, though. That's awesome. You should be. You should be excited.
Yeah, I am.
I mean, it's like the price I paid. I mean, really, let's dig into that. Like the price I paid. People don't know what you go through. They might have thought they saw the little tidbit on the camera, but they don't see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and here's the deal. Think about the price that you've paid to get where you are right now today.
Yep.
Would you dig deep into that? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow, if I could just change one person's thought.
Yeah.
One person, I'd be all right with the price that I paid. And I'm okay with it. Not ashamed of it. No. If that's the case, my life's been an open book. For how many years? My life's been an open book. For how many years? So it's like I wanted to make a difference. And the only way that I could do that was to personally get personal with the people that want me to get personal with them, and that's my fans, my peers, my groups, my peoples, my men, my women, my children. I'm here for you this time. The price I paid. Go cop that.
Awesome. I have a question. I just got an email. Are you signing the books if you pre-order it? Are you signing those as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Now, tell me, how the family? How is the family? How's married life?
The family is amazing. I just recently got married February 24th to my long time, of course. Everybody knows Solo. We recently got married February 24th. We're coming up on a year. The children are growing. Jalen is 5. Everybody has a baby.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay.
Brianna is 15. And I don't know if everybody knows, but you soon will see that we do have a new baby, Nala Noel. So,
Shut up. Girl, go ahead.
I'm excited about this time around. I really am. And I want you guys to stay positive, stay motivated, and keep your eyes on the prize. And definitely, definitely keep your eyes on Nefertiria Roche Pugh, the price I pay, and my whole family. We coming back, y'all. And we coming harder than before.
All right. Well, Miss Mocha is supporting that. I put my name on that.
Yes, that Miss Mocha.
Yes. I thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule.
Thank you for having me.
I'll be posting, no problem. As you can see, I've been retweeting and retweeting. I'm a tweeter. So
And I will retweet and tweet with you, and I thank you for having me. I really do.
No problem. We will definitely have you back. And like I said, we're gonna work on getting you to Chicago. So you tell the family, I said, hey, kiss the babies, and you enjoy the rest of your evening.
I most definitely will, and I thank you for having me, and I will be back. You read that book, and I will be back.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome interview. Oh, my God. Yeah, I watched that show faithfully. I really did. I thought it was great. I like to see family stuff. That's hot. That's big. When you got somebody that's just not, yeah, she been through stuff. We all been through some stuff. People won't believe some of the stuff I've been through, but it's always a great opportunity to be able to look back and say, man, I had to go through all that to get here. So that's what's up. And then using your experiences to help somebody else, that's hot. And that's the season for this right now. And that's what people need. We don't really have a lot of people out here inspiring people and, you know, looking at the positive side of things. And, you know, we done been through backstabbers. We done been through people that hurt you and all of that. It's time to enjoy the other side of life. Yes, it's a good side. Yes, it's a purpose. Yes, you're here for a reason. It's not all about you just not having and being without and being depressed. No, that's not it. It doesn't have to be. But I'm excited. I'm so excited. This book drops November 9th. The name of her book is The Price I Pay. I've been posting on Twitter and Facebook about it. If you check my Facebook page, I have the book cover on there. You can pre-order this book now. And then when it drops, you'll just get yours. You don't have to worry about going on and purchasing. You can pre-purchase at talkthatishbooks.com. That's talk, D-A-T-ish-I-S-H, books.com. And her publisher is Tiana Small. Shout out to her. I had a chance to meet her in August. She is on her money. If y'all ain't checked her out, check her Twitter page. Check her blog. She is on it. So I'm excited. This season, I told y'all, this season was going to be hot, so hot. I got so many surprises coming up next week. So I'm going to take a little break, and I have another guest coming on at 7, so I'll probably chat with you guys a little bit, but right now I'm going to take a break.
Who run the world? Who run the world? Who run the world? Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Good evening. This is Black Writer Space. I am back. We just had author Nefertaria Pugh. We had her on. She talked about her second book that she is going to release on November 9th, The Price I Pay. If you missed it, please go back and listen. Awesome, awesome interview. And moving right along, I have another author that's going to come on. The name of his book is called Pretty Boy with the House in Virginia. So I'm not going to give too much away, but he has an awesome story, and I'm going to bring him on with us. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay. Now, can you tell me how you pronounce your name?
My name
is Todd.
Because
I have a Facebook name.
Oh, okay. My name is pronounced B Styles Ortiz or B Stylese Ortiz.
Ortiz, okay. That was the part I was unsure of. Okay. So, now, the name of your book is called Pretty Boy with the House in Virginia.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, it's basically, it deals with me living a promiscuous lifestyle and the title is basically an acronym for HIV, because after living a promiscuous lifestyle, I contracted HIV from one of my ex-lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And the pretty boy came from it having to be a stigma of having HIV has a face in it. HIV looks like a certain person.
Okay. So tell us, okay. And so now you're using your story as to kind of advocate and help for HIV and getting tested and all that.
Yes, I'm actually trying to bring awareness to not only those who live a promiscuous lifestyle, but those who feel that they do not have a voice and they feel that they are lost and they don't have someone to speak to.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome, and I congratulate you for even stepping up and doing that, because a lot of times people don't. They kind of, you know, sometimes we tend to hide behind our mistakes or whatever it is that we're dealing with, no matter what it is. So,
which is true, because I've done that in the past, and that's what made me even more write this book and address the situations, because I needed to come to peace with myself.
Okay. So is the book like a story about your life, just that experience, or a little bit of everything?
Yeah, it actually starts from when I was a teenager, embracing me being a homosexual male. And I was just, like, trying to figure out who I was and dealing with all the tragic events from losing my mother from cancer to the suicide that the death of my father, just a lot of things, just embracing life in general and wondering why I was still able to stand strong no matter what.
Mm. That is amazing. Wow. Okay, so tell us how, if it's anyone that's listening, that is going through a situation like this or has something in this same circle, how to contact you, or I have been to your blog. Your blog is awesome.
Thank you.
I went through it. I didn't go through the whole thing. You had a lot of posts, but just what I did read, it was just like, wow, very impressed. Tell them how they can reach out to you if they have any questions, you have information about resources and things like that in different areas?
In New York City, mostly, they have a lot of outreach centers like Housing Works and Camber and New York City AIDS Center. Also, they have GMHC and they have LGBT, which all these communities is based with homosexuality and the gay community. And not only that, they also help with a lot of resources in case you need testing or in case you just need to rent to with someone and just speak to them about if you don't feel comfortable with a person that's personal with you.
Okay. Wow.
And if they want to reach me personally, they can reach me on Twitter at @BStylesOrtiz, and I'm always able to talk to someone if they need just a little lifting, uplifting, and
yes,
I've always
absolutely.
Said to pray, and prayer is the best way.
You got that right. You definitely got that right. So you can they can reach you on Twitter or Facebook. Now, can
yes.
you spell your name?
My name is BStyles, BStylez, Ortiz, Ortiz.
Okay, and they can reach you on Facebook or Twitter. Now, if someone wants to purchase the book, I know I'm going to purchase the book. Where can they purchase your book from?
You can either purchase it now on Kindle, or you can either purchase it on talk.ishbooks.com.
Okay.
And they're both, actually, the talk.ish, you can get an autographed copy of that.
Okay.
And it comes with a wristband.
Oh, cool. Now tell me this: have you been? Have you done? How are the book signings going? Have you started doing any of that? When did the book come out?
The book actually dropped in October 19th.
October 19th.
It was on
okay.
pre-order,
oh.
and October 1st. So everybody's been purchasing on Kindle since the 13th of October, and the responses have been wonderful. Everybody, I have 5 stars on Kindle right now.
Wow.
And I'm actually really happy about it because the awareness and the stigma is becoming more known out there, and I just want everybody to be aware that HIV doesn't only not have a face, it doesn't pinpoint the certain person that it wants to go to.
No, it doesn't.
So everybody has to
that.
Use the condom.
Yes, absolutely. That is so true. That's, you know what, this is really awesome what you're doing, and like I said in the previous interview, we need people out here to help people, period. That's something that people don't get. You have kids grow up in a household, and a lot of times they might be living with their family, but they don't always have the support that they need. So what you're doing is absolutely amazing. I congratulate you on that. Black Writer Space is here to support you.
Thank you.
Definitely. Awesome. This is amazing. This is one of the issues that's not so much talked about. I mean, you have a couple of different organizations that support, but not as much as it probably should be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like shoved under the rug. And then, so I know your book is, I know that's hot. I know that's hot. I'm serious. When you have stories that you share of your own life experiences that you've been through, and no matter how, you know, bad it was, whatever, you made it through, for one. So that's going to help somebody, just that part. And then you actually came out with whatever it was that, you know, you were hiding or just wasn't open with yet, and that's going to help somebody too. So
yeah, and it's as real and as raw as possible that I can get, because I wanted everybody to not only get personal with me, but to know me from a different level and to
exactly.
see that I wasn't just living a promiscuous lifestyle. I put it all out there because I needed everybody to feel at peace. Like, I wanted everybody to feel that they have that voice, like I said before, and just feel comfortable with them within themselves.
Right. This is awesome. This is really big. Again, if you would like to purchase his book, the name of the book is called, now tell me this, wait, before we even go there, how
okay.
did you come up with the title? You know that title was very unique. I kept looking like, is this the name of the book or the name of the blog or what?
Well,
so
actually,
you...
the book, actually, when I first started writing the book, it wasn't really coming to that title. It was a focus of me just venting. And so the
okay.
title had to change when I signed to Talk That Ish, because Tiana, she came up with a brilliant idea. She was like, you're pretty. You know what? You're a pretty boy. And you know what? Let's change it up. Let's call it The House in Virginia. So that's how that concept came together, Pretty Boy with the House in Virginia. We was just brainstorming one day, and Tiana is a genius. And
she really is. She is. I had to give her a shout-out earlier. Like, that girl is doing it for real.
Yes.
I met her in August. She was here in Chicago at an event, and she's doing big things, big things. You connected with the right one.
Thank you.
So, That's hot. Okay. Well, it's definitely, even with the book cover, I like the book cover, and the book is going to do great. It's going to do great. Now, tell me this. Are you still writing? Is there going to be a second book or maybe something like behind that one, or how are you going to
work? I am thinking about writing another book. I am thinking about doing like a sequel to this book, which probably don't want to go into too much details, but it will entail the updates of the House of Virginia.
That's hot. Okay. Okay, you might have your own show after this one. Okay.
We're actually taping a documentary, which is supposed to come out in January. Yes. Tiana's the woman. She is the boss. Like, she
I need
she's
to
really great.
With Tiana, sure. I need to come to New York. I'm serious. That's big. I love it. Well, Miss Mocha is definitely, I'm the supporter. For all
Thank
the
you.
Authors, all the writers, you got a book. Don't nobody know about you? Come on my show.
Thank you.
I thank you so much for taking out the time to chat with me today, and I'm going to go on and get that book.
Thank you so much. Thank you
for
having me.
Yeah, I'll probably get the Kindle, but not a problem. And I'm going to keep tabs on you so we can bring you back when this documentary hits.
No problem. I was glad to be back.
And like I told the previous guest, I have an event coming up in May. It's an annual event, Jazz and Poetry Author Expo that I have. So if you haven't been to Chicago, I would love to have you at that event. So we'll be in contact.
Definitely.
Yeah. But thank you so much. Your book is going to be blessed. It's going to help some people, and it's going to change some people. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And you have a good evening.
You too. God bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. If you guys missed, if you just tuned in and you missed both interviews, please go back and listen. This season is about to be off the chain, really. My first guest was Nefertiria Pugh with her new book, The Price I Paid. And then I just completed an interview with author Stylus Ortiz, he calls himself, author B, Stylus Ortiz. And the name of his book is called The Pretty Boy with the House in Virginia. Y'all got to check it out. His book is about, it's a mixture of stories, his own life experiences. He contracted HIV, living a promiscuous life, and all of that. And I love books like that. I love books where you actually can take your own experiences and write about it. I like to write anyway. But it really does something because you have people come to you and they be like, that was my story. You know, you don't know that. You just notice what you went through. But somebody went through it. So at the same time, when you're venting, it's helping you because you letting all this out. Sometimes we hold in things. I've been through that too. And then you're really helping somebody else and you don't even know it. So that's awesome. That's what's up. That's what we need in today's society. We need some people to be inspiring. We need some people that's going to bring some change. So I thank you guys for listening. I had a lot of listeners tonight. I'm excited about that. But awesome. You guys have to go back and listen to the show. I have some more surprises next week coming up. I will have Rashida from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I know y'all familiar with her. But I'll have her on Thursday. Monday, I have Wahida Clark's, one of her authors, Nene Capri. She'll be on talking about her two books, The Pussy Trap 1 and 2. That's the name of the book. I'm really excited. This was really, it was interesting. I love what I do. Too. I like to support. So if you all know anybody who has a book and they are not marketing it or they haven't had much exposure, that's what I'm here for. You can contact me on Facebook under Black Writer Space or either my initial page is Miss Cafe Mocha Studios, or you can always hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Facebook and Twitter 24 hours a day, even in my sleep. So, and also you can always email me at blackwriterspace, that's with two S's, at gmail.com. And we have the blog, blackwriterspace.blogspot.com. You can just Google Black Writer Space, and any page that I'm connected to, it'll come up. But I'm going to take a break, and I will be right back.
Makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. Share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my. Girl, my sunsets anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. Running right through me. Share my life.
Share.
Hey, girl.
Life.
You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby.
Me,
you're all I want.
You are.
Hey, girl.
Want.
Yeah, everything I need. Hey. You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Thank you.
Have you ever felt alone?
Living, laughing, and loving my way through, Sharon Monet returns with a collection of poetry that will encourage you to laugh, love, and move forward in any facet of life. With each poem, Sharon Monet uses the power of love, forgiveness, and happiness to tell a tale of life after the storm. Laughing will keep you smiling. Living will keep you inspired. And loving will define your self-worth, thus giving you no reason to doubt your future, but will inspire you to walk through it with joy. The newest collection of poetry entitled My Side of the Story focuses on the thoughts, feelings, emotions, life's obstacles, racial inequality, and heartbreaks which women often leave untold. These poetic stories written by Sharon Monet doses her readers with ounces of her own life, allowing others to know that she shares the feelings of being hurt, taken advantage of, loved, cared for, appreciated, and or enraged. For booking information and media inquiries, please contact prtiffany7@gmail.com or call 219-292-6266. Visit our website at www.sharonmonet.com. That's CharonMonaye.com.
Good evening. We are back. This is Black Writer Space. If you missed it, we have had a show enough showdown tonight. Great guests. We had Nefertaria Q from the reality show, Keisha Cole reality show. Her sister, she's a writer. She has her second book that will drop on November 9th called The Price I Paid. Then we had author B. Stylus Ortiz. The name of his book is called Pretty Boy, The House in Virginia. And his book is awesome. He's doing an HIV awareness thing he's got going on where he's really supporting and he's an advocate for HIV and getting tested and all that good stuff. So my next guest, yes, I have one more for tonight. Her name is Pam Rhea, and she is a playwright. She has a play, stage play, she's going to come on and talk about. So I'm going to bring her on.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm very blessed.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, now, the name of your play is called Angels Without Wings?
That is correct.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. What's the play about? How did all of this get started? And how long have you been doing the playwriting? Is this your first play?
It's my first play. However, I've been doing this play since 2007.
Okay. So tell us what is it about?
It's about how people come into your life with a mixed impact. Some of the people take you to a tragic place, but the other ones, the angels without wings, they lift you to heights that you never, ever dreamed for yourself. And the storyline is pretty simple. It's about an addict that enters into recovery through a 12-step program, but the steps are portrayed as people. And the title characters, the angels without wings, they have names like meetings and sponsorship and church and prayer. They help the addict to stay away from the disease, which is the addiction personified, and to learn a new way to live.
That's awesome. Today is just an awesome day with all this inspiring stuff we got going on. That's amazing. Now, where is the play? Where is it at? What city is it in?
Well, we're getting ready for a show that we're going to be holding in Easter. As a matter of fact, it's going to be probably on Good Friday or either Saturday. We're doing a Kickstarter campaign because what we want to do with this performance that's different than anything that we've done, we want to do it in a large venue so that we can throw open a lot of the seats to a free admission for people either in recovery or in treatment.
That's awesome. Wow. Nobody's doing that.
Yes, we're trying to help people to learn to a different way to live. And we chose Newark. Well, I chose Newark partly because it's my hometown, and I wanted to make a real impact with this particular performance. And we also have lost so many icons that our children don't know who to look to. They don't know how to lead their lives and how to go about their daily ventures. You know, so we need to start right here, because most of the crime that we've been experiencing in Newark recently is drug-driven.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So this is in New Jersey, right?
Yes, it's going to be in New Jersey with this particular performance. Now, we actually, in 2007, opened Off-Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a story within itself that maybe one day I'll see someplace else. I'd never put on a play before. I really didn't have any idea of the tremendous undertaking I was actually taking. You know, I just decided that this is what I was wanted to do, and I was going to do it. And my show shouldn't have been a success because I did everything wrong. I scheduled my play on the wrong date of the year, which was Thanksgiving. Anybody that's in theater knows that you never open Thanksgiving week or 4th of July because people are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was why the theaters were so cheap. So to make a long story short, I also opened at the wrong time because I was counting on people that I knew from New Jersey that would come to see me, see my play. But I didn't realize that they were just trying to be nice, that they were actually buying tickets and not intending to come. But to show you how powerful the higher power that I'm always speaking about is, he sent a writer's strike to close down Broadway and made my play one of the only games in town. And the day my play opened, WPIX said on their news, their morning news, because people were coming from other parts of the country and they weren't going to be able to see Broadway plays, and they told them, well, we have some very fine off-Broadway plays. So they were instructed, if they wanted to find an off-Broadway play, the best way to do it was to go to Times Square and walk west. And my performance is being held on West 44th between 8th and 9th Avenue. And because my play was so ridiculously early, my curtain time was 6:30, people decided to stay and not go any further, and I had a full house. And the entire run of my play, I continued to have a full house.
Wow.
And people started coming and bringing other people and coming back, and that was how it all got started.
Wow. So are you planning on taking this on the road?
Yes. If I'm successful with the concept that we're exploring in Newark, I intend to do the same thing in some other major cities. I'd like to do Washington, D.C., and I'd like to go down to Florida, and we also will probably, if we go to Florida, bring back another version of the play, because we have done the play in Spanish too, Angeles in Alas.
Okay, so tell me this, is there a DVD that people can purchase, or do you have anything on YouTube that we can see some video
footage?
Yes,
In about another week, if they go to my fan page, there's going to be a link to the YouTube that we'll be posting.
Okay, what's your fan page name?
It's Angels Without Wings on Facebook. And you have to key the without as two separate words.
Okay.
And if they like the page, they'd be able to get the updates that we're going to be posting on what the show is doing, where the show is going to be. And most importantly, they'll be able to get information about our Kickstarter program, because I am appealing to people to realize how much this is needed here. Like I said, Newark is just the first stop, and to ask people to contribute and to let people know about the work we're doing and to forward the information on and to be an angel without wings and help us. That's how I got the title for my play. It's my concept of God working through people. They don't have wings because they're everyday people.
Okay, I got the like page now. This is awesome. This would be great. And I know you said if it does really well. Well, you've already seen the results from this.
Yes.
So I don't think you have like an if in there. But this is awesome. Once again, you're my third guest today, and still it's based around the same thing, helping people, inspiring people, and making a change. That's amazing. And I just want to congratulate you on that. That's awesome. Now, Sarah, have you thought about a film or anything? Or what's coming up?
Actually, I have. I have two projects that are in the works, a little bit on the back burner. I plan to bring Angels as a musical because in the original play, we do have a couple of songs, and I've been working on a score in collaboration with some other people. Now we have enough to mount the play as a musical.
Okay.
And as far as a film, I have a concept. I'm trying to develop a trailer at this point and present Angels as a film. It would be a little bit different as a film because in the play, there's certain questions in the play that I deliberately left unanswered because I wanted the audience to kind of use their imagination as to how these questions would be answered. But you can't do that in a movie because people, they don't understand what you're writing about. They're up and out of there in 15 minutes after the film
right.
starts.
Right.
So I have to change some things in the film.
Okay. That's awesome. Amazing. I love what you're doing. I'm on the page right now, and I'm looking at the post that you have about over 6 million children in America live with at least one parent who has a drug addiction. And since 1980, the number of deaths attributed to drug overdoses has risen over 540%.
Yes, and those are accurate statistics.
Well, that just goes to show that what you're doing is a great need for it. And people will gravitate to inspiration. So you're on the ball. You're doing something
Thank you. Really big.
It's not a lot of, you know, we see a lot of gospel plays and all that. This is different.
This is definitely different. You know, Tiffany, what makes my play so different is there are a lot of storylines out there about addicts, and usually the addict has some kind of issue that starts the conflict, whether it's the addict's in trouble with their job or they're in trouble with the mob or something like that, and then they go into treatment and they usually meet somebody special that inspires them, and then they finally get it, and then they go into recovery land happily ever after. And Angels Without Wings is nothing like that at all.
Wow.
It's about the behavior, because you see, addictions are just a symptom of the bigger problem, the behavior. It's about the behavior that leads to the disease and the origins of that behavior. I believe that people sometimes become broken by things they may not remember any longer or that are environmentally inherited, passed from generation to generation, and that's what I talk about. That's at the root of what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Well, you better get ready because this is going to, you get ready to help millions of people. Millions. I hate that I'm not close enough to see it. But
Don't worry. You just have to have faith. You have to have faith. Like one of my characters is named Faith.
Yes. Okay.
You're going to see it.
Yes, that needs to be here, right here. We need that right here in Chicago. Right here in Chicago. Well, you're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter, at Pam Rhea.
At Pam Rhea. Make sure I follow you. I don't think I am. I tweet all the time, and I retweet, so I'll help get the I think I am following you. I think
yes,
I am.
You are.
Yeah. I retweeted, yeah. I'll definitely be retweeting and posting on Facebook about the play, and I already liked the page, so when I get the updates, I'll post that. I'll post to everybody.
That'll be good because I'm going to be posting. Well, I post pretty regular anyway. A lot of times I make an appeal. I'll hear about something interesting or someone that I think is doing something special, and I always try to ask my fans to help, to, you know, that this person is an angel without wings, what they're doing, and to ask them to be angels without wings and help.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a few months ago we had a young lady that had an opportunity to go to Australia. She's a student, as a student ambassador, and her parents weren't able to afford the amount of money needed for her to take the trip. So I put out an appeal, and well, I'm not saying it was just because of my appeal, but the point is that people chose to help this young lady, and she got the opportunity to go to Australia, a young black lady.
Awesome. Amazing. It just keeps on coming. So we're going to, here at Black Writer Space, continue to pass the word about this play. And like I said, I'll be looking for updates, and we'll be in contact. And we look forward to having you back on the show. Well, congratulations, and we are definitely here to support you.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to come back on the show. This is now part of my extended family.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I feel so special now. Thank you so much. And you keep up the good work. Enjoy your evening, and be blessed.
Thank you, Tiffany. You do the same. I'll be looking forward to chatting with you again. This is fun.
Okay, thanks. See you soon.
Have a great evening. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye. Awesome. I don't know if you just tuned in. Today, this was a different show. This was different. But I knew I wanted to do something different for the fall season for 2012 in December. We'll be coming up on our first anniversary for 1 year. We would have been on air for 1 year with Blog Talk. So I've enjoyed it. I like it. I like the convenience. I love it. I don't just like it. I love it. I love what I do. I love supporting writers, authors. And I always tell y'all, it's not just locked in. So if you have a book, if you are a songwriter, if you write poetry, I've had a few poets on. I have had a few poets on. But if you do spoken word or anything like that, contact us. I've added a couple of changes to the blog site. Like I spoke on that yesterday. I have a products and services page. So if you have a book out or whatever your product is, it doesn't have to be a book, really. We do offer advertisement. I have pay buttons on the blog site. It's Black Writer Space with two S's at blogspot.com, and you just go under the services and products page. And whatever you need, it's definitely there, description. I have a banner ad, interview, and a marketing sampler. So that is for anyone who has a product. It doesn't have to be a book. But, of course, if you are an author or you just had your book published and you are looking to gain some exposure and kind of get your book out there and get people to know about you, I say all the time, just because you write a book or just because you are on the Internet or your book is on Amazon doesn't mean people know about you. So definitely want to check that out. Continue to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you missed the show, best thing about Blog Talk Radio is you can go back and listen as many times as you want to. So, but no, really, if you missed the show tonight, please go back and listen to it. amazing, awesome. I have some great guests for next week lined up. I know for sure November 1st I will have Rashida from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. That's going to be hot. Monday I have Wahida Clark, one of her, and I know if you're a reader, if you're an avid reader of urban fiction, you know who Wahida Clark is. I had her on this year as well. And so what I did was I invited her authors to come on for an interview. And I have the first one is going to be Nene Capri. And I'll have her on Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time. And I look forward to that. I will be posting on Facebook about that, Twitter, all of that. So feel free if you have any questions or a story, anything, feel free to contact me at blackwriterspace, Westwood 2 S's at gmail.com. And I am going to close it out. I'm so excited, but I have to, you know, after the show, I'd be so pumped up. I can sit on here and talk for hours and put y'all to sleep. I did change the music. I got a little pump me up music. So, but I'm going to go ahead and get off tonight. This is Ms. Mocha signing out, Black Writer Space. Talk to you guys later.
Have you ever felt alone?
Living, laughing, and loving my way through. Sharon Monet returns with a collection of poetry that will encourage you to laugh, love, and move forward in any facet of life. With each poem, Sharon Monet uses the power of love, forgiveness, and happiness to tell a tale of life after the storm. Laughing will keep you smiling. Living will keep you inspired. And loving will define your self-worth, thus giving you no reason to doubt your future, but will inspire you to walk through it with joy. The newest collection of poetry entitled My Side of the Story focuses on the thoughts, feelings, emotions, life's obstacles, racial inequalities, and heartbreaks which women often leave untold. These poetic stories written by Sharon Monet doses her readers with ounces of her own life, allowing others to know that she shares the feelings of being hurt, taken advantage of, loved, cared for, appreciated, and or enraged. For booking information and media inquiries, please contact prtiffany7@gmail.com or call 219-292-6266. Visit our website at www.sharonmonet.com. That's CharonMonaye.com.
My side of the story. My side of the story. My side of the story.